So good morning. Saturday morning. There's a lot of women here. I hope I have something useful for you all. But just welcome, and we're glad to do this, and a lot of graces are waiting for us, and a lot of work has gone into this. So I just want to take a moment to thank our committee, to thank all the teams and people who've been involved, to thank our altar service for coming on a Saturday morning, because Lord knows as an altar server, I didn't want to be here on a Saturday morning. And our musician, who's amazing, and so many other gifts that God has prepared for us today. Our Lord doesn't hold back any punches. Like, the apostles are struggling, and you might have expected sort of a sympathetic response when they failed to expel a demon. Anybody ever struggled to expel a demon? It's not the easiest thing, right? But our Lord's like, just because of your lack of faith. Contrast that with what we read just the other day with a woman who persisted in her prayer, beseeching the Lord. He said, "Woman, great is your faith." We talk about Mary as a woman for all seasons. And we could wonder if that's like, how are you going to talk about, like, she's a woman for spring, fall, winter? So I'm not sure where we're going to go with this. But in my head, it's a woman for seasons of plenty and seasons of famine. Our Lord gives us a help, a tool. Mary, our Blessed Mother, shows us when things are going great, you have your faith there that God is behind it. He's there supporting you. And when things are not going so great, you can still go just as confidently forward, knowing what you know, believing what you believe. It is the faith that keeps us steadfast. Not only in seasons of plenty where things are easy and there's great consolation, but in moments of doubt, of dryness, of failure, of darkness, of temptation, of confusion. Moments when my feelings are like, I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like I'm getting anything out of prayer. I don't feel like God's guiding me. I don't feel like Jesus is with me. My faith can keep me steadfast in all seasons. And our Blessed Mother shows us that. A couple of just little practical things that I think when we try to work on faith, try to increase our faith, how do you increase our faith? I think the apostles give us that beautiful prayer, Lord, increase our faith. It's a petition first. Ask for it. Step one, ask for faith. It's funny, in the other version of this same gospel, I think it was Mark's version, it's the Father who says, Lord, if you can do anything, please help my son. And our Lord's kind of like, what do you mean if? If you can, what are you talking about? Where's your faith? And I love this prayer. He responds, I do believe, Lord, help my unbelief. It's a beautiful, honest prayer. Lord, increase my faith. So first of all, ask for it. Second of all, faith, and I'm kind of hitting on this a little bit, it's not in your feelings. It's not in how things are working out. It's of the mind. It's a virtue of the mind. It's a disposition of the mind. In other words, knowing what I know, not feeling what I feel, knowing what I know, I push forward. So, what do I know? What do I fill my mind with? What do I choose to remember? And our Lord, in the Old Testament, today's reading, he mentioned, in all these moments of blessings, all these, as you inherit the promised land and the gifts that you've been given, and don't forget. In moments of consolation, don't forget the God who gave you all those consoling gifts. Those moments of clarity, those moments of light, the thing that worked out just the right way that you needed it to, the impact you were allowed to have on the life of someone else, don't forget. Remember who gave you those things. When you have a beautiful setup and your house is amazing and your insurance came through and you're partying with your friends and it's amazing and life is so good, don't forget the source. And in moments of dryness, especially then, remember those moments where he told you things, where he guided you through things, where he blessed you in many ways. Remember. I do recommend just the habit of journaling. Just take writing down moments of clarity, writing down lights that he gives, because it helps fill the mind with the substance of faith. I know my God has been true to me. I know I can trust his plan for me. In moments of clarity, I saw where I needed to go. That was a great consolation. I had a beautiful retreat, whatever. I need to work on this. And then in moments of desolation, I'm tempted not to work on this. I don't know where I'm going. I don't feel good about this effort. And I want to give up. Faith is that support to push through in all seasons. Seasons of plenty and seasons of famine. We do ask our Blessed Mother. She's described as remembering and pondering all these things in her heart. Remembering and pondering. So many moments, both in the Gospels, the stories of Jesus, the truths of Jesus, and our own experience of those truths. Remember them, ponder them, journal about them, so that they will be there for you in moments of famine, in moments of doubt, in moments of confusion, of inconstancy, of ambivalence. I'm not sure I still want to commit to this. Push through. We ask her for that gift of faith. We ask her to intercede for us as we lay before our Lord all of our darkness, our famine, our doubt, our uncertainties, our temptations, our sins, our failings. We ask our Lord, increase our faith in your greatness, in your providence, in your mercy, which has no limits, in your power to overcome any obstacle, and ultimately our faith in your greatest plan, which is so much greater than our small plans. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.